Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, a special edition. Yes, we're doing two of them today because we have a very, very special guest in town. Oh, I'm glad you guys are with me. This is going to be fun. Welcome, Craig, on the Facebook live stream. It is my pleasure to welcome back. You're getting really close. I may have had one person on more than you, but this is Lama Abe Tulku Jimé Thupen Tendar Rinpoche. It is a pleasure. Who is a Buddhist monk born in Darjeeling, India, in 1973, which was the Tibetan calendar. The day he was born is known as the day of the auspicious day with 10 good omens. So it was a really good day to be born. Yeah. You picked that day, didn't you?
Yeah. Thank you so much for your kind. Invite me again and share great opportunity.
Yes. Well, it's always a pleasure. Buddhist monks have a very special place in my heart. I don't care which particular type of Buddhist they are, because the person who started this network and this place, he became a Theravadan Buddhist monk. So I honor all monks, because it is a very special path to take, and I understand how it helps all of us, not just the person who becomes the monk. And I mean, you're pretty special. Oh, Craig joins us from Newfoundland, Canada. Richard, all kinds of people are tuning in. So for those who don't know, Lama Abe Rinpoche has been on the show a couple of times before. This is probably his fourth time, I believe, on the network. But, you know, from the time he was a young kid, when he was just 9 years old, he was fully initiated into monkhood. And the tutor of the Dalai Lama, His Holiness the Dalai Lama, actually gave him the name Thupen Tendar. And when he was 12, the Dalai Lama identified him as the reincarnation of the hermit Lama Labsang Tenzin. 1 year later, he was enthroned as Tilku in the Garden Jangtse Monastery. Now, your monastery, you have actually your own sort of sanctuary in India now, in southern India, where you work with several other monks and even bringing young boys into the monkhood, yes?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is something really your whole life has been dedicated to this path.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. And I mean, this is something very special. Well, I don't know how, you know, for us in the West, it's very hard to conceive of the idea of being a monk from such a young age. That usually is something people discover later in life as we get older. So to be sort of a young boy and become a monk, it sounds like something that can be very difficult.
Yeah.
But it's all you know.
Yeah. May I tell you something?
Yes, please.
Since 1973, I born in Darjeeling. And 1980, when I was 7 years old, I became monk.
Mm-hmm.
And that time, of course, we feel a little bit sad for say goodbye to father and mother.
Mm-hmm.
But we are thinking not temporary. Mm-hmm. We are thinking for long term.
Mm-hmm.
When I studies and right. practice and meditations, then long term, when I, at the moment, since 2005, I share my knowledge and wisdom to people in the world. Therefore, it is since when I was 7 years old, I studied Buddhist rituals, Buddhist philosophies,
right.
and Buddhist science. Therefore, if I know enough studies, then I think difficult to share my knowledge with the people in the world. Therefore, it's very important to so many years and years and studies and practice. And is we are thinking not to for temporary. For of course, temporarily we are a little bit sad,
right.
but we're thinking for long term.
Right,
long term after 20 years, after 30 years. We have opportunity to help many people in the world.
Many people. So instead of your family being a small family, now your family is very large, yes?
Big, very large and family, yeah.
Yes.
If I not become monk, then I can't help like that.
Right.
Therefore, this is we are thinking for the future.
Right.
Right.
What will really be best, not just for you and for your parents, but for the world as much as you can be a part of it and help it. Yeah.
In the world need peace, and the world need harmonious, world needs peaceful life.
Right. And the topics we're going to talk about today, wisdom and compassion, six perfections and developing a peaceful mind, right? Today, so many people, especially here in the West, our minds are not so peaceful. Our minds are full of anxiety and worry and concern. And so really finding that peace on the inside is so important for people today.
Yeah. May I tell something, peace?
Yes, please.
When we talk about the peace, we have two different peace, physical peace and mental peace. And also, we must recognize peace is just effect, cause mm-hmm. and effect.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, peace is not come from sky. Mm-hmm. Peace is come from their own cause.
Right. Our
therefore,
own choices, right?
They have own cause.
Own course.
Cause and effect.
Cause, uh-huh.
Therefore, when we talk about the peace, everybody interesting about the where come from the peace.
Mm-hmm.
Peace is come from compassion.
Ah.
Peace is come from love.
Mm.
Peace is come from tolerant.
Mm.
Peace is come from humility.
Ah.
Therefore, those specious positive emotions,
mm-hmm.
if interesting and they know, they understand, and they more interest and more practice, then peace will come.
Right. So
otherwise, peace is not enough come from the outside materials.
Right.
Therefore, inner peace is come from those positive emotions.
Right. But they're almost actually even actions in a way. I mean, compassion is an emotion, but it's also an action.
Of course.
Right? To be compassionate.
Yeah.
Right? To be forgiving.
Yeah.
They're actions. They're not something we just passively do. It's something that is not just part of us, but it's what we do and how we show up in the world.
Yeah. Also, practice is very important.
Yes.
Compassion is not only giving, also to share your knowledge, share with your time, share with your emotionally to others, your families and friends, animals, other people as well. Therefore, as much as we love to others, as much as you have more peace,
yeah.
If you think others and therefore take care of others, think others, love others, therefore, whatever you think, whatever we drink or eating or whatever we have now is come from others. Therefore, if you think others, love others, take care of others, and you automatically develop your compassion. For example, if you love him, then he loves you automatically. If you love her, she loves you automatically. For example, if you're angry to her, angry to him, they're angry back.
Yeah.
For, same like when you see the mirror, smell fast. Mirror show you smell fast. When you see the mirror angry face, the mirror show
you. Your angry face, you get an angry face back. Yes.
Therefore, we all are interdependent.
Yes.
Therefore, if you, as much as you think, love others, they return back love.
Yeah.
Through that, we get peace. Human being peace is come from human beings as well. Therefore, it is very important to love others, respect others, think others.
Yes, absolutely. I think most of my audience will agree that, you know, the more love we show, we express, we give, the more love we receive, the more love comes back to us. You know, what we put out to the world is what comes back to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Therefore, all are interdependent.
Right.
Interdependent.
Interconnected and interdependent, yes.
Yeah, interdependent to everybody's interdependent.
Right.
Sometimes people thought, why I love him, why I love her, why I love them. They are thinking because it does not make sense. If you love kindness to others, then you develop your compassionate, your positive emotionally.
Right.
Of course, your dogs, your cats, your friends, animals, family, they also feel your kindness.
Right.
And they are need also. Whatever what we need, they need.
Right.
What we need, what they need, I need. Therefore,
right.
we all are same human being, same
right.
physical, same mentally, and same emotionally.
Right.
What we need, they need. What they need, I need. Therefore,
right.
we all are same human beings.
Right, right. Yeah. We're all the same, all us
yeah.
humans. And we got plenty of humans watching us on the Facebook live stream. Welcome, Denise, Richard, Joe Sam, welcome back. Ed, Laurel, thank you, Laurel. Glad you're enjoying it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I have one question for you, and then we'll start to talk about the six perfections. And we'll pepper throughout this whole hour all about wisdom and compassion. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to a special broadcast of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter with Tentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Who do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo, woo!
What's that?
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. A very special broadcast with a dear friend, Buddhist monk Lama Abe Tulku Rinpoche. Thank you for coming into the studio again today while you're here in New York. I just want to ask you one question before we get on with some of the topics. You've been identified as being the reincarnation of a pretty evolved monk from the past. Did that, or do you feel that these learnings and these teachings in your life as a monk, that it came to you naturally, that it wasn't really as much of a struggle, that it that having that identification helped you to embrace it, to be part of it easier?
Thank you so much for your kind invite me and great opportunity to share my experience and my feeling on when I was 5, 4, 5, 6 years old. When I saw the monastery and monks, I feel inside very peace and very very peaceful and very happy. Therefore, I believe I have a good, strong karmic to Buddhist monk.
Okay.
Yeah. And also His Holiness Dalai Lama, he recognized me when I was 12 years old. I'm reincarnated Lama of Lama Abe Rinpoche.
Yeah. So there's that definite connection that's always been there.
Yeah.
Okay, so things go by really fast, so let's talk about the six perfections. What are the six perfections?
Six perfection is very, very, very important practice about the Buddhist sattvas. Six perfection is, number one is generosity.
Generosity, okay.
Number two is ethics.
Ethics.
Okay. Number three is tolerant.
Tolerance. Okay.
Number four is effort.
Effort. Okay.
Number five is concentrations.
Concentration. Ah, okay.
And last number is, number six is wisdom.
Wisdom.
This is six perfections.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, obviously very good things. How do we integrate them? How do we apply them into our own lives?
Practice. Yeah. Generosity practice. Generosity means not only material.
Right.
We discussed before, generosity is important to giving, and giving is, they have a three giving: material giving, dharma giving, and also you did some good karma, then you dedicate for giving to others, sick people or dead people or life.
Right. Yeah, there's all kinds of ways to give.
Yeah, giving is not come from sky. Giving is come from compassion. Giving is come from love. Without love, without compassion, I think it's difficult to give to others.
Right.
Therefore, giving is very important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, generosity. Because we kind of need to be generous with ourselves, to give to ourselves, so then when we give to others, we're giving from our heart, not giving from a place of wanting someone to like us or giving from a place of wanting to get something back. We give for the sake of giving because it just makes us feel good, feel more peaceful, more compassionate to people.
Yeah.
Then we give naturally. Yeah.
Giving is material giving, dharma giving, merit giving,
mm-hmm.
lot of giving. As much as you give, as yeah. much as you have,
right.
improve your compassionate.
Right.
Therefore, make good karma.
Right. Too.
They have a lot of homeless peoples, they have beggars, poor peoples, to give some food, give some clothes, what they need, waters. They get benefit from you. You get benefit from them. Because if one time you gave one, two times, three times, then you are develop your compassion. Because in the evening you are appreciate, today I help him, today I help her, today I help them. You must appreciate. It's very important. Develop your compassionate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, to develop your compassion. Okay. Okay, the second one was?
Ethics.
Ethics. Now, ethics is a very difficult thing. Different people, different places have different kinds of ethics, yes?
Yeah.
But when you speak of ethics, what does that mean?
Ethics, basically, they have a lot of different ethics. Most importantly, simple and basic old people use, old people are three things. We mm-hmm. have a body, mm-hmm. a mind, and speech.
Mm-hmm.
Body have, we call 10 virtues and 10 non-virtues.
Mm-hmm. 10 virtues and 10 non-virtues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. From body, we have, from body, three.
Mm-hmm.
From mind, we have of from body three, from speech three,
mm-hmm.
sorry, from body three, mm-hmm. from speech four, mm-hmm. and from mind three. This mm-hmm. is 10 non-virtues.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And so. How do people use ethics in their lives? How do we live more ethically?
Ethically, and you...
It's living more virtuously.
Virtuous, for example, from the body, we have three things.
Mm-hmm.
For example, killing, stealing, sexual misconduct. Mm. This is from body.
No, okay, so those are the unvirtues.
Then this is...
misconduct.
Yeah, misconduct.
Right.
From body.
Right.
From speech, we have four.
Mm-hmm.
Slander.
Slander. Lies.
Gossip.
Gossip.
Gossip. And wrong... slander, gossip, mm-hmm. and also... lie.
Lies.
And okay. they have a four, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
One, gossip. Maybe wrong view, wrong, like talk, not make sense, just like talk.
Nonsensical maybe. Talk.
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
I okay. don't remember exactly the words.
No problem. That's okay. I'll be your translator. No worries. No worries. Nonsensical talk.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the mind?
Mind, they have a three mind. I don't remember the two words, but number one is wrong view.
Wrong view of the world.
For example, they have a God, they right. have a karma. Some uh-huh. people thought they don't have karma,
right.
they don't have God. Like those big things we call it is wrong view.
Wrong view. So yeah. it's basically not believing in how things really are.
Yeah.
I see. Oh, there are a lot of people in the world don't believe in karma and don't believe in God, so there's a lot of people living unvirtuously.
Yeah.
How do we encourage somebody who's not living virtuously to live more virtuously?
Your question is?
How do we help somebody who is not virtuous, who does not embody these things, to recognize the value of doing these things?
How to help them?
How to help them, yeah.
Means somebody not interest, not practice properly ethics, right?
Right.
For example, someone to ethic from the body, killing, stealing, for example, stealing or killing, and he or she, they make themselves suffering.
Right. Yeah.
Therefore, without killing, without stealing, we have a lot of solution make them, they make life more peace, more healthy.
Right.
Therefore, we make advice, or we have a chance to give opportunity to think before in the school, in the children, school, students.
Right.
I think modern education is important about the study English, science, mathematics, computer.
Right.
Those modern education is important. Also, same time, we also teach inner values.
Yes.
About the ethics, about the respect, about the kindness, about the tolerance.
Right.
When I went to different school in Manchester and England, I saw many students there, a lot of anger. Therefore, since that age, it's very important to share their what we have, human beings, knowledge and human being wisdom. And human beings have a lot of values. We have a lot of values. Those we must tell the students and children and benefit them for their lives.
Right.
And in the future, and they have their own children, then they will teach their children.
Right.
Then generation will be very good.
Right.
Generation, there will be more harmonious life.
Right.
I definitely, I believe they have less suffering as well.
Yeah. So if somebody is angry, like as an example, we need to show them more compassion, need to show them sort of how we are all interconnected and how their actions not just affect themselves but other people, and that by having more compassion, more love, that they can have more peace and they can have the answer to their own anger.
Yes.
Yeah.
Basically, we can talk about the tolerance is number three.
Tolerance,
we have a more chance about that. Tolerance.
Tolerance. Okay, great. All right, so we're going to take another quick break.
Yeah.
And when we come back, we'll talk about the second three of the six perfections. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, a special broadcast with my guest, special guest, Lama Abe Tulku Rinpoche. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
Hi, I am Dr. Tranquility of Dr. Tranquility PR, successfully meeting the media needs of the wellness community. As an expert myself for major mainstream media, radio, TV, and print magazines, I now help you book interviews for broadcast radio, podcast, television, and IPTV, as well as many, many magazines. Reach me, 212-920-1603.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, a special broadcast with my dear guest, Lama Abe Tulku Rinpoche. So we're talking about the six perfections, and we're up to tolerance. And it seems in the world today there is, in some ways, more tolerance than ever before, and in some ways less tolerance than lately. Why is tolerance such an important perfection for us?
Number three is tolerance. Tolerance is very, very, very important because so many people, they are suffering because their suffering is main cause is anger. Therefore, if we develop tolerance, then our anger will be reduced. Because tolerance is antidote to the anger.
Therefore,
antidote.
I see.
All the negative emotions, they have their own antidote.
Right.
For example, tolerance is anger's antidote.
Right.
Compassion is antidote of the jealousy.
Oh, jealousy. Okay.
Yeah. Love is antidote to the hatred.
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 Okay.
And humility is antidote to the ego. And impermanent is antidote to the attachment.
Impermanence to attachment. Okay.
Yeah. And passion is antidote to the impatience. Satisfaction is antidote to the dissatisfaction. Therefore, all negative emotions make us suffering, especially anger. At the moment, we can see the news or television, internet, there are a lot of fightings, killing each other's, bullying each other's, argues. All those negative emotions come from anger.
Yes.
Therefore,
yes.
How to reduce the anger? Best idea to develop tolerance.
Tolerant.
For example, one person make you angry, then you must think, for example, somebody talk with you badly or do badly, and you think, oh, today I have very great opportunity to practice tolerance with him, with her. Otherwise, I can't practice tolerance with the Buddha. I can't practice with tolerance with the Green Tara or White Tara or Medicine Buddha because they don't make me angry. Therefore, if they don't make me angry, we don't have chance to practice tolerance. Who make me angry, he or she is our great opportunity to practice tolerant master.
Right. Okay.
Therefore,
Let's move along because we don't have a lot of time. So three is tolerance. Four is
effort is very important. Studies, students who are more have effort. We have improve our knowledge, improve our wisdom, improve our experience. For example, we met here through effortly.
Yes.
You invite me effortly. I came here
effortlessly. inviting you was effortless. Inviting you to come here was effortless, that I must say. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Yeah. Therefore, whatever we do, good things, they have a good result.
Right.
Effort is antidote to the laziness.
Laziness.
Therefore, effort is very, very important.
Right.
They have a good consequences. Right. Laziness, they don't have enough consequences.
I guess I need to put more effort in my life now. Okay, so four is effort. Five.
Five is concentrations.
Concentration.
Yeah. Concentration is very important, mm-hmm. especially when we do meditation.
Yes.
When we do meditation, I know so many people are interested in meditations.
Yes.
But so many people have difficult concentration.
Right.
May I share you how to develop concentration?
Please. Please.
They have a two method. Mm-hmm. Number one method is when we do meditation, only we concentrate. I know so many people are difficult concentration. Number one concentration, how to develop concentration, to only focus your mind, think of your breath out and breath in. Breath out and breath in. And breath out, for example, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. When we breathe in, you count number 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Mm. This is very important. Only concentrate with the breath first.
Right.
Then after, if you have good practice, the breath, then you focus another thing like compassion, tolerance, impermanence, everything like that.
Right.
It's number one method.
Right, yeah. Focusing on the breath, they say, is how you reconnect to your soul.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. May I tell you number two?
Yes.
How to develop concentration? Meditation time. Long meditation is not important.
Mm-hmm.
Short meditation, start, stop, start, stop, start, stop. For example, when I meditate and my mind is immediately thinking to my family, my students, my friends, my travel, then immediately I stop while I think. Now I meditate with the emptiness or impermanence, immediately stop. Then a little bit fresh, and then again start. Then continue meditate. It's important to start, stop, start, stop, start. And also, beginning start meditation, now I will concentrate with the 3 minute. Now I am concentrated with the 5 minute. Now I have concentrated with a 10 minute. You must schedule. You make plans in your mind. Then it's more easy to concentrate.
I see.
Yeah.
So not just you sit down and try and meditate really long time,
yeah.
but start short time.
Short
stop.
Time.
Little bit longer time. Stop.
Yeah.
Little bit longer time. Stop. Yeah. Little bit longer time. Stop. It's like going to the gym, building up your muscle. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Same like that.
Yeah.
For body, whatever you practice, same like mind, also same like that. Yeah.
I see.
Long meditation is not important.
Right.
Short, good quality, and continue.
Right.
Good quality means good concentration.
I got you. And concentration on the breath.
Yeah.
Yes.
Concentration with the breath and concentration to everything, like compassions, like tolerance, like impermanence, like emptiness, like everything. Every whatever you feel interesting, because people make suffering from the delusions. Whatever delusions make us suffering, they have their own antidote. We must recognize what is antidote. For example, so many people are suffering from anger.
Right.
What is the best idea? To think and meditate with a tolerance. Then if you, as much as you improve tolerance, anger will be automatically reduced.
Right.
Same like that. All the delusions have their own antidote. You must improve. You must practice. You must understand those antidote is very important from improve your through your meditation.
Right. Okay. That's concentration. What's after concentration?
Last number is wisdom.
Wisdom.
Human beings have a lot of wisdom. Human beings and animals what is different? We have a huge difference. Human beings have a lot of wisdom. Animals, unfortunately, they don't have like human beings' wisdom. Human beings have, if we do good thing, we can help ourselves make life peace, life harmonious, and also our family make life peace, life harmonious. Human being can do that. One human being can peaceful mind. One human being help 10 human beings. 10 human beings help 100 human beings. 100,000 human beings can help. 1,000, 10,000, 10,000, 100,000, 100,000, 1 billion.
Help a lot of people that way.
Yeah, therefore we have this ability, this wisdom. Animals, they don't have like that, but animals have more mental peace than human beings.
Oh.
Yeah, because...
More than humans, huh?
They have more mental peace than human beings.
Peace, yeah.
Because they have less anger than human beings.
Yes.
Less jealousy than human beings.
Yes.
Less ego than human beings.
Yes.
Therefore, they are not have our human wisdom.
Right.
But they have more mental peace than human beings.
Wow.
Therefore, human beings have a lot of suffering. Sometimes human beings make himself... He make himself suffering. She make herself suffering.
Right.
And they make themselves suffering.
Yes.
They don't need suffering, but then make themselves, himself, herself.
Right.
Therefore, Buddha say, I am my own protector and I am my own enemy. Therefore, if you love yourself, you make you check yourself, your mind. My mind is positive or my mind is negative and my mind is neutral. Therefore, if we practice positive, you must appreciate and try to improve and improve and improve. If your mind is negative mind, try to reduce and try to sadness, try to regret. Then your mind is more happy and peaceful.
Right. Okay, so before we go to break, I just want to mention if people want to hear more from Lababe Rinpoche, that he's actually in town for a little while. On Saturday, May 12th, he's available for some private consultations. On Wednesday, May 16th, from 7 to 9 p.m., he'll be at the Tibet House, which is a wonderful place down on 15th Street, I think it is. Just Google Tibet House in New York. That's Wednesday, May 16th, 7 to 9 p.m. Then on the 19th and the 20th, May 19th and 20th, he's going to be in Pennsylvania I believe in York, Pennsylvania on the 19th, New Cumberland on the 20th, and on the 21st he'll be in the evening in Harrisburg. And to get more details or to potentially come to a private session with Lama Abe Rinpoche, you can contact his wonderful, wonderful assistant here in New York, Sherry Mestel, on Facebook Messenger. And you spell her name S-H-E-R-R-Y M-E-S-T-E-L. So just Facebook message her and she can get you all the details and put you in touch. I highly recommend it. You for all our listeners and viewers out there, you get to see us here, but to be in his presence is a very peaceful and a calming place to be. So let's take a quick break, and when we come back, Lama Abe Rinpoche has agreed to do a short prayer for us all, and we'll just finish up around being peaceful. So please stay tuned. You're listening to a special broadcast of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth from Nourish the Soul, and on this show, you will uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to having a healthy relationship to food and your body. Join us every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, a special broadcast with my very special guest, Lama Abe Rinpoche. Now, Lama Abe, you have a special project, actually, that you're working on in India, correct?
Yes.
You have a I don't know what you call it, a sanctuary, a school, a monastery?
We call Abe Rinpoche's Labyrinth.
Labyrinth.
Yeah.
And?
Labyrinth Project. Labrang means Rinpoche's place, Rinpoche's student's place, mm-hmm. and Rinpoche's relatives' studies and practice and meditations, wherever we have nice projects. Well,
right, and you, and so you're working on actually the Labrang. It's a building project in your monastery in South India.
Yes.
And this building is going to be for to create some living place.
Yes.
So that more students, both young and old, can study with you and practice the meditation and learn about these. Principles.
Yes. I have a three floor. Ground floor, first floor, and second floor. Ground floor, they have five bedrooms, one kitchen, and one clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And first floor, we have seven bedrooms, one library.
Mm-hmm.
And second floor, we have a main mm-hmm. temple, and meditation place,
mm-hmm.
and people can study and meditate, and
right.
also practice yoga. Also, yeah. some doctors can come there and give teachings about the health. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you've already raised some money for this building, and you're still in the process of raising money for this
yeah.
building.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I'm going to ask is if anybody would be willing to support this project. It's a wonderful project. And I even have like some pictures. I'll hold it up for the Facebook live stream. Some of the young students there. It's a little bit small. But I'm going to ask that you contact Sherry. She can get you all the details and information for it. And again, her name is Sherry Mestel, SHERRYMESTEL on Facebook. You can get through her on Facebook Messenger. And Abe Rinpoche, is it okay for me to give out your email address?
Of course.
And so if you want to email to Abe Rinpoche, his email is arinpoche73@gmail.com. One more time, that's arinpoche73@gmail.com. So, and I do have some information about that here in the center, but we're in the process of looking for a new place and packing things up, so I'm not quite sure where it is, but I do have it. So if people contact me, I can also help with providing some information. Shall we do a short prayer for our audience?
Of course. And I will pray for Medicine Buddha, Healing Buddha, for improve our energy, improve our physical peace and mental peace. Everybody meditate together with me.
Deyatha Om Be
kaze ma be kaze be kaze ranza samo kati soha teya ta om bekanze bekanze ma
Thank you so much, Lhapa Abe Rinpoche. It's a pleasure having you again here. Thank you. I wish you so much success with all your projects.
Thank you so much for your great, you gave me very great opportunity and share my knowledge and wisdom people in the world. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, and I hopefully many people will benefit from us.
Yes. And so, unfortunately, we're out of time, but stay tuned because coming up next, it's the premiere of Finding the Force with Courtney Hale, who is looking for parking right now, but she will be here momentarily, and we will continue in just a few minutes. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll talk to you soon.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hello, this is Bruce Chamoff, host of the Web Design and Technology Coach. Join me and my guests every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. as we discuss the latest in web design, social media marketing, search engine optimization, and technology. We also discuss popular topics including WordPress, making money online, better Google rankings, and more. Every month, we also feature the best unsigned music from around the world right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth from Nourish the Soul, and on this show, you will uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to having a healthy relationship to food and your body. Join us every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.